This is the Seedbed Daily Text. A strategy beyond anger management. James 1, 19 through 21. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Consider this. A few verses back, James sternly warned us, "Do not be deceived." Though he seems to shift gears pretty quickly to talk about anger, we can't so quickly leave the problem of deception behind. So what do anger and deception have to do with one another? While anger can be a justified response to being wronged, it readily leads one to return the favor, answering a wrong with a wrong. Justified anger feels so right and powerful that it can be intoxicating. In this state, one can be easily deceived that this anger is a righteous anger and warrants a decisive response. Master Yoda's response to the young Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars saga is instructive. Quote, "Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering." Perhaps the biggest temptation in the midst of a difficult test or trial, especially if it involves some form of injustice or oppression, is to fight back in anger. James is giving us a very practical strategy. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. I'm not sure if it is still the case, but it used to be that a car or truck either had warning lights on the dashboard or gauges. With a gauge, we're able to keep an eye on something. For example, a motor running hot. We can make adjustments. Without gauges, we are left with the red light. And when it comes on, it's too late. The engine has already boiled over. People are like that. Anger has a way of sneaking up on us. We don't see it coming, and by the time it is upon us, it's too late. We have already boiled over. Are you attuned to your anger quotient? Do you have a gauge? Anger is not itself a bad thing. It's what we do with the anger that matters. Will we develop the ability to see it coming so we can slow down our response and perhaps counteract it with listening more deeply in the midst of a hot situation? It matters, quote, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires, unquote. Anger produces a type of self-righteousness. It is so often the expression of a wounded pride. This also indirectly tells us something about God. God is not angry. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. I love how Eugene Peterson translates this in The Message. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Anger works like a weed. Weeds take an inordinate amount of water and nutrients from the soil. Weeds grow fast, quickly reproduce, and grow out of control. Weeds bear no fruit. And worst of all, weeds choke the life out of the healthy fruit-bearing plants around them. Yep, that's exactly what anger does. The Word of God not only gives us life, but it cultivates growth and fruitfulness in our lives. I want God to landscape me with the Word, making a salvation garden of my life. I want that for you, too. The prayer. God our Father, landscape me with your Word and make a salvation garden of my life. I want to be rid of the filth and evil that so impacts and infects me. Come, Holy Spirit, and help me humbly accept the Word planted in me, which can save me. In Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, how about your anger quotient? Are you quick to get angry at what can seemingly be a small thing, like someone cutting you off in traffic? Ask yourself this question. What am I really mad about? Number two, can you think of someone in your past or present life who is quick to listen? Be on the lookout for that. What can you learn from them? And number three, how about being slow to speak? Take an audit of your speech today and pay attention to how many times you quickly begin talking to justify yourself, something you did, or your position or argument in a given situation. How much of your speech is self-justifying? This may surprise you. Self-righteousness is, in essence, the insatiable need to be right. And a person who always needs to be right most often seethes with anger just under the surface. And number four, finally, what could it look like for the Holy Spirit to become your landscaper, landscaping you with the Word of God in order to make a marvelous garden space of your inner and outer life? What would it mean for you to move in this direction in simple humility, as the text instructs? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.